أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of how every creature and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is engaged in the tasbih, the glorification of Allah. Every creature and creation of Allah is engaged in the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their method of praising and glorifying Allah is different from how we glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence Allah says, you will not be able to understand and comprehend their tasbih whenever they are engaged in the praises of Allah. In the next ayah, ayah number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you recite the Qur'an, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ We will place between you and those who do not have iman in the akhirah, we will place between the two of you hijaban mastura, an invisible veil, an invisible curtain that will hide you and that will conceal you from their gazes. The background to this ayah is found in the books of Tafsir. It is mentioned that on one occasion, after Surah Lahab was revealed, we know Surah Lahab, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses Abu Lahab because he cursed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After its revelation, the wife of Abu Lahab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of her also in the very same chapter, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَسَدٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the wife of Abu Lahab. And she had a very sharp tongue, very abusive. And every now and again, she used the tongue of hers to insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this chapter of the Quran was revealed, wherein she was criticized and her husband was criticized, she came looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to insult him publicly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time, he was seated in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, close to the Kaaba, and he was seated with his close companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. As she was approaching, coming and looking for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I think it's best for you to move away from here, because if she comes here, she will insult you and use the worst type of language against you, all types of profanities and obscenities against you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained seated. He says, Allah ta'ala will shield me from her. Allah ta'ala will cause me to become invisible. And she came right there before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and lo and behold, she could not see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she addressed Abu Bakr. And she started insulting Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she said to Abu Bakr, this man who you follow, this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a bewitched man. He utters verses of poetry and nothing else. And she left. And Abu Bakr turned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasul of Allah, did she not see you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for as long as she was here, there was an angel that was obstructing her view. She could not see me. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of here. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ When you recite the Qur'an, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ We place between you, وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ And between those who have not brought iman in the akhirah, what have we placed? A hijab, a veil, masturan, which is invisible and which covers you. And there are certain ayat in the Qur'an where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these ayat, and through the power of those ayat, Allah ta'ala would cause him to become invisible. We know the famous incident when he left for hijrah, and he left his home, and he was instructed to recite the opening ayat of Surah Yasin, wherein it comes, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ Allah says, we place a barrier between, in front of them, a barrier behind them, and we have sealed their gazes so they cannot see you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the home while reciting these ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they could not see him. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. Allah says, we have placed over their hearts covers. We have covered up their hearts and we have placed covers, seals over their hearts, أَيَّفْقَهُوا, so that they do not understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. We have placed a deafness within their ears. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you mention your Rabb in the Qur'an, وَحْدَ alone, when you speak of your Rabb in the Qur'an, and you don't mention anyone else with him, any partners with him, or any associates with him, وَلَّوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. They turn their backs in aversion. They want you to make mention of their partners and their false gods and their deities along with your Allah, along with your Rabb. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are fully aware of what they listen for. We are fully aware of what they listen for. They listen to the Qur'an attentively. Why? They have one objective in mind. That is to take these ayat of the Qur'an and make a mock out of these ayat and to poke fun at the ayat of the Qur'an. That's the only reason they want to listen to the Qur'an, so that they may criticize or they may use these ayat of the Qur'an as a mockery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are fully aware of what they listen for. إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ, whenever they listen to you. وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَىٰ, and when they are in their secret consultation. We are fully aware of what they are saying. إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ, when the wrongdoers say about you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say and they tell the companions, as she said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what do they say? إِنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. You are following none but a bewitched man. This was one of the allegations they made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he suffered from magic. He was a victim of black magic. Mashura, a man who was bewitched. Umbur, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look, kayfa darabu laka al-amthal, look at the similes that they use for you. Look at what examples they have coined for you. Look at the similarities that they have drawn. A similarity. They have compared you to a bewitched person, a person who suffers from sihr, from black magic. فَضَلُّوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a result of that, they have gone astray. Because they insulted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would give him these names, and they would use these derogatory terms against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, as a result of that, ضَلُّوا. They have gone astray. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَبِيلًا. They will never be able to find a way back. They will never be able to find a path back towards the truth. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Inshallah, from tomorrow, the Adhan for Fajr, Salah will be at 5 o'clock. Salah will be at 5:15, inshallah.